Herbal first aid kits for emergencies. When disaster strikes, being prepared makes all the difference. Imagine reaching for a natural remedy that soothes pain or stops bleeding without harmful chemicals. That's the power of an herbal first aid kit. These kits offer a holistic, effective alternative to conventional medical supplies. They're packed with nature's best solutions to joint injuries and ailments. In this podcast, we'll explore how to create your own herbal first aid kit, ensuring you're ready for any emergency with natural, dependable remedies. Let's get started. Why choose herbal first aid kits? Herbal first aid kits are not just for the health conscious or nature lovers. These kits provide a practical, effective alternative to conventional medicine. Imagine being able to treat minor injuries and ailments with remedies straight from nature, no tricky chemicals, no harsh side effects. Let's look into why herbal first aid kits are a smart choice. Natural healing. Herbal remedies harness the power of nature to promote healing. Plants and herbs have been used for centuries to treat various conditions. They offer a gentle yet powerful way to support the body's healing processes. For example, aloe vera is excellent for burns and cuts, while lavender can help soothe headaches and anxiety. Fewer side effects. One of the most significant benefits of herbal remedies is the lower risk of side effects. Unlike synthetic drugs, herbs work with your body rather than against it. For example, many over-the-counter painkillers can upset your stomach or even harm your liver if used too often. On the other hand, white willow bark can relieve pain without these harsh effects. Self-sufficiency. Building an herbal first aid kit helps you become more self-sufficient. Rather than relying on store-bought products, you can create remedies from plants you already have at home. This can be especially valuable during emergencies when supplies may be limited. Critical benefits of self-sufficiency. Cost-effective, many herbs can be grown at home or in the wild, saving you money. Availability, no need to run to the store, you have what you need right at hand. Empowerment, knowing how to use herbs can give you a sense of control over your health. Eco-friendly. Herbal first aid kits are better for the environment. Traditional medical supplies often contain plastics and other non-biodegradable materials. Herbs, on the other hand, are natural and sustainable. Creating your own remedies reduces waste and your carbon footprint. Customizable. With an herbal first aid kit, you can tailor the contents to suit your personal needs. Whether you need more options for pain relief, stress management, or skincare, you can customize your kit accordingly. This flexibility makes it easier to address your specific health concerns. In summary, herbal first aid kits offer a unique blend of natural healing, fewer side effects, and self-sufficiency. They are an eco-friendly and customizable option for treating common ailments and minor injuries. Ready to explore more? Let's dive into the essential herbs you should include in your herbal first aid kit. Essential components of a herbal first aid kit. Creating an herbal first aid kit is like assembling a toolbox of natural remedies. Each component plays a crucial role in addressing various health concerns. Below, we will explore the essentials you should consider including. Herbal tinctures. Herbal tinctures are concentrated liquid extracts made from herbs. They are easy to use and highly effective. Some common tinctures to include in your kit are: Arnica is excellent for treating bruises, sprains, and muscle soreness. A tincture of arnica can reduce swelling and speed up the healing process. Echinacea, known for boosting the immune system, echinacea tincture can help fight colds, flu, and other infections. Calendula, this tincture is excellent for soothing skin irritations and promoting wound healing. These tinctures work quickly and are easy to dose, making them invaluable additions to any herbal first aid kit. Herbal salves and ointments. Salves and ointments are thicker preparations usually made from herbs and oils. They are perfect for topical application on cuts, scrapes, and bruises. Comfrey salve. Comfrey is known for its ability to speed up the healing of broken bones, sprains, and other injuries. It's often called the knit bone herb. Plantain salve. The salve treats insect bites, cuts, and rashes. Plantain has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties, helping to soothe and heal the skin. These salves provide a protective barrier and deliver the healing properties of herbs directly to the affected area. Dried herbs. Dried herbs are versatile and can be used in teas, poultices, and other preparations. Here are some essential dried herbs to include. Chamomile. Chamomile tea can help with digestion, reduce anxiety, and promote sleep. It can also be used as a compress for irritated skin. Lavender. Known for its calming effects, lavender can be used in teas or as a steamed inhalant for respiratory issues. It's also effective in treating burns and insect bites. Peppermint. Peppermint tea can relieve headaches, digestive issues, and nausea. When used in a poultice, it can also help reduce muscle pain. Having a variety of dried herbs ensures that you can address a range of ailments with simple preparations. Essential oils. Essential oils are concentrated plant extracts that capture the plant's scent and flavor. They are powerful and versatile, perfect for an herbal first aid kit. Tea tree oil, a natural antiseptic, tea tree oil is excellent for treating cuts, scrapes, and fungal infections. Lavender oil, known for its calming properties, it can help reduce stress, promote sleep, and soothe skin irritations. Eucalyptus oil, great for respiratory issues, eucalyptus oil can be used in steam inhalations to clear sinuses and ease breathing. These essential oils can be diluted in carrier oils for safe application or used in aromatherapy. Carrier oils and bases. Carrier oils and bases are crucial for creating safe and effective herbal preparations. They are used to dilute essential oils and make salves. Coconut oil. This oil has antifungal and antibacterial properties, making it great for skin applications. Olive oil. Rich in antioxidants, olive oil is good for making herbal infusions and salves. Beeswax. Often used as a base for salves, beeswax helps to thicken the preparation and provides a protective barrier on the skin. These carrier oils and bases allow you to easily craft your own herbal remedies. Herbal capsules and pills. Pre-made herbal capsules and pills are convenient for treating common ailments. Here are some to consider. Turmeric capsules. Known for its anti-inflammatory properties, turmeric can help reduce pain and swelling. Garlic pills. Garlic has natural antibiotic properties and can boost the immune system. Ginger capsules. For nausea and digestive issues, ginger is a must-have for any herbal first aid kit. These capsules are an easy way to ensure you have potent herbal remedies ready to use. Having a well-rounded herbal first aid kit can significantly improve your handling of minor injuries and common ailments. Each component has unique benefits, making your herbal kit a versatile and reliable resource in times of need. Tools and supplies for your herbal first aid kit. When assembling your herbal first aid kit, having the right tools and supplies is essential for preparation and storage. The right tools make it easier to create and use your herbal remedies effectively. Here's what you'll need to get started. Containers and storage. Choosing the proper containers is crucial for keeping your herbs, tinctures, and salves fresh and compelling. Proper storage helps to maintain their potency and extends their shelf life. Glass jars are great for storing dried herbs and salves. Glass doesn't react with the contents, keeping your herbs pure. Plus, it's easy to sterilize. Amber or cobalt blue bottles. These colored glass bottles protect tinctures and essential oils from light, which can degrade their quality. They also come with droppers, making them convenient for dispensing liquids. Metal tins, perfect for salves and ointments. Metal tins are durable and portable. They seal tightly, preventing air from getting in and oxidizing your preparations. Plastic containers. While not as ideal as glass, high quality, BPA-free plastic containers can be lightweight and durable for specific preparations, especially if you're on the go. Measuring and mixing tools. Accurate measurement and proper mixing are essential when making herbal remedies. Having the right tools ensures that you get the correct dosage and blend. Droppers. These are essential for accurately dispensing liquid tinctures and essential oils. A small dropper can help you measure precise amounts to avoid overuse or waste. Measuring spoons. You'll need these to measure dried herbs, powders, and other ingredients. Stainless steel measuring spoons are durable and easy to clean. Mixing bowls. Glass or stainless steel are ideal for blending herbs and salves and preparing teas. They don't absorb herbs oils, ensuring your preparations stay potent. Preparation equipment. Preparing your herbs properly is critical to making effective remedies. The right equipment will help you grind, crush, and blend your herbs to benefit from them most. Mortar and pestle, this classic tool is essential for grinding herbs into fine powders or pastes. It provides better control over the texture compared to electric grinders. Herb grinder, an herb grinder can save time and effort for larger batches or tougher herbs. Opt for one with adjustable settings to control the coarseness of the grind. Cheesecloth or fine mesh strainers are great for extracting plant material from your tinctures or infused oils. They help you get a clear, usable liquid without any unwanted residue. Double boiler, this is useful for melting beeswax and combining it with oils to make salves. It allows you to gently heat your ingredients without burning them. These tools and supplies make it easier to create and maintain your herbal first aid kit. With the proper containers, measuring tools, and preparation equipment, you'll be well equipped to handle any minor emergency with natural remedies. Herbal remedies for common ailments. Herbal remedies have stood the test of time, offering practical, natural solutions for various everyday issues. Having holistic and gentle treatments at your fingertips can make managing minor ailments less stressful. Let's dive into the most valuable herbs for common problems. Cuts and scrapes. Cuts and scrapes are some of the most frequent injuries. Instead of reaching for synthetic ointments, consider calendula and yarrow for your wound care needs. Calendula, known for its vibrant orange flowers, calendula has potent anti-inflammatory and healing properties. You can use it in a salve or tincture to accelerate the healing of cuts, scrapes, and other minor wounds. Yarrow, this herb is a powerful astringent that can help tighten tissues and stop bleeding. Applying a yarrow poultice can not only halt bleeding but also prevent infection. Burns. Burns can be excruciating, and improper treatment can lead to scarring. Luckily, aloe vera and lavender oil can provide soothing relief. Aloe vera, the gel from aloe vera leaves, is widely known for its cooling and healing effects on burns. It helps to reduce pain and speed up the healing process. Lavender oil, this essential oil has anti-inflammatory and analgesic properties. Diluted lavender oil applied to a burn can help reduce pain and prevent infection. Insect bites and stings. Insect bites and stings are not just annoying, they can also lead to swelling and itching. Herbs like plantain and chamomile can bring relief. Plantain, often considered a weed, plantain is a powerful remedy for insect bites and stings. Simply chew a leaf and apply it to the bite for instant relief. Chamomile, known for its calming properties, chamomile can be used in a poultice to reduce swelling and soothe the skin. Its anti-inflammatory benefits are beneficial for itchy bites. Digestive issues. Nausea and indigestion can strike at any time. Having ginger and peppermint on hand can help settle your stomach and make you feel better quickly. Ginger, this root is famed for alleviating nausea and vomiting. Drinking ginger tea or taking ginger capsules can quickly relieve digestive issues. Peppermint is excellent for relieving indigestion and gas. Sipping on peppermint tea can help relax the digestive tract and ease discomfort. Respiratory issues. Colds, coughs, and congestion can be very uncomfortable. Natural remedies like eucalyptus and thyme can help clear your airways and ease symptoms. Eucalyptus oil is often used in steam inhalation to clear nasal congestion. Its robust, minty scent helps open the respiratory passages. Thyme, this herb has antimicrobial and expectorant properties. Brewing thyme tea can help to clear mucus and ease a cough. Pain and inflammation. For pain and inflammation, two herbs stand out, arnica and turmeric. Arnica, often used in creams and ointments, arnica is excellent for reducing pain and swelling from bruises, sprains, and muscle soreness. Turmeric, known for its anti-inflammatory properties, turmeric can be taken in capsule form or as a tea to help manage chronic pain and inflammation. Having these herbal remedies in your first aid kit equips you to handle a variety of common ailments naturally. They provide practical, gentle relief without the side effects of many synthetic drugs. Safety and precautions. Safety must be a top priority when creating and using an herbal first aid kit. Herbs are powerful, and while they offer excellent benefits, they should be used correctly to avoid risks. Let's go over some crucial safety measures to keep in mind. Proper identification of herbs. One of the most critical steps in using herbs safely is proper identification. Mistaking one plant for another can be dangerous. Here's how to ensure you're using the correct herbs. Use reliable sources. Always get your herbs from trusted suppliers or reliable guides. Misidentified herbs can cause harm. Learn the look, familiarize yourself with your herb's appearance, smell, and feel. Look for distinctive features like leaf shape and flower color. Label everything. Properly label your herbs, tinctures, and salves. Include the herb's name and the date of preparation. This will help you avoid mistakes and keep you organized. Potential side effects. Even natural herbs can cause side effects. Awareness of these can help you prevent problems and use your herbal remedies safely. Allergic reactions. Some people are allergic to certain herbs like foods. Always test a small amount first and wait for any signs of a reaction like itching or swelling. Interactions with medications. Herbs can interact with prescription meds. If you're on medication, consult your doctor before adding new herbs to your routine. Proper dosage. More isn't always better. Stick to recommended dosages and consider rotating herbs to avoid long-term use of any single one. When to seek professional help. Herbs are excellent for many minor issues but aren't a substitute for professional medical care. Understanding when to turn to a healthcare professional is vital for your safety. Serious injuries. If an injury looks severe, like deep cuts, broken bones, or burns covering large areas, go to a hospital. Herbs can help with minor problems, but severe cases need advanced care. Worsening conditions. If an ailment doesn't improve or gets worse despite herbal treatment, it's time to consult a healthcare provider. Delaying can make situations more complicated. Symptoms of severe illness, high fever, intense pain, shortness of breath, or sudden, severe symptoms warrant immediate professional attention. Safe storage practices. How you store your herbs can impact their effectiveness and safety. Follow these tips for safe storage. Cool, dark places. Many herbs degrade in light and heat. Store them in cool, dark spaces to maintain potency. Use airtight containers to prevent moisture and contamination. Keep herbs in airtight containers, such as glass jars or metal tins. Regular checks. Periodically check your herbs for signs of spoilage, such as mold or unusual smells. Dispose of any questionable items immediately. Educate yourself. Knowledge is power. The more you learn about herbs, the better prepared you will be to use them safely. Read books, invest in reputable herbal medicine books. They are a wealth of information. Take classes, consider taking a class or workshop on herbal medicine. Hands-on learning can be invaluable. Join forums, online forums and local groups can offer support, advice, and shared experiences from other herbal enthusiasts. These safety and precaution measures ensure you can confidently rely on your herbal first aid kit. Proper identification, understanding potential risks, and knowing when to seek help are the keys to safely harnessing herbs' benefits. Building your herbal knowledge. Building your herbal knowledge is essential to crafting and utilizing an herbal first aid kit effectively. Understanding the properties of different herbs, how to prepare them, and how to use them safely can make all the difference in emergencies. Here, we'll outline practical steps to expand your herbal expertise. Start with books. Books are a treasure trove of herbal wisdom. They can offer comprehensive insights into everything from identifying plants to preparing remedies. The Herbal Medicine Maker's Handbook by James Green is a hands-on guide to making your own herbal preparations. It's perfect for beginners. Healing Wise by Susan Wheat focuses on 7 herbs and provides in-depth knowledge about their uses and benefits. Rosemary Gladstar's Medicinal Herbs, a beginner's guide, simple, easy-to-follow instructions for creating herbal remedies. Reading books like these gives you a strong foundation and confidence in using herbs. Take courses. While books are helpful, sometimes hands-on learning is best. Enrolling in herbal medicine courses can provide a practical, in-person experience. Local workshops. Look for workshops in your area hosted by experienced herbalists. They often cover basic to advanced topics. Online courses. Websites like HerbMentor and Learning Herbs offer comprehensive online courses. These can be a convenient way to learn at your own pace. Community colleges. Some community colleges offer courses in herbal medicine. These can provide structured learning and a chance to meet like-minded individuals. Courses allow you to ask questions, make mistakes, and learn directly from experts, which can be invaluable. Connect with local herbalists. Building relationships with local herbalists can offer continuous learning opportunities and personalized guidance. Attend herbal fairs. Many areas have herbal fairs or festivals. These events can be great places to meet local herbalists, attend workshops, and buy herbs. Join herbalist groups. Look for local clubs or groups dedicated to herbal medicine. Facebook and Meetup are good places to start. Volunteer. Some herbalists offer volunteer opportunities in their gardens or workshops. Volunteering can provide hands-on experience and deeper insights into herbal practices. A network of fellow herbal enthusiasts can provide support, resources, and encouragement as you grow your knowledge. Practice regularly. The best way to learn is by doing. Regularly practicing herbal preparations helps solidify your knowledge. Create a home apothecary. Make simple preparations like teas, tinctures, and salves at home. Record what you make, how you make it, and the results you observe. Experiment. Don't be afraid to try new herbs and methods. Keep a journal to note what works best for different ailments. Gardening. Growing herbs can enhance your understanding and appreciation of them. Plus, it's rewarding to use fresh plants in your remedies. Regular practice makes you more comfortable and proficient in using herbs effectively. Use online resources. The internet offers a wealth of information on herbal medicine. Use it to supplement your learning. Websites and blogs. Trusted sites like the American Herbalists Guild or the Herbal Academy blog are great resources. YouTube channels. Channels like Herbal Prepper and the Herbal Jedi offer tutorials and tips on various herbal topics. Forums and groups. Join online and social media groups dedicated to herbalism. They're great for getting advice, sharing experiences, and finding support. Online resources can keep you updated on new findings and trends in herbal medicine. Through these methods, you can build a solid foundation of herbal knowledge. Whether reading books, taking courses, connecting with local herbalists, practicing regularly, or exploring online resources, every bit of learning brings you closer to mastering the art of herbal first aid. Conclusion. Creating an herbal first aid kit is an innovative and practical approach to emergency preparedness. By incorporating natural remedies, you access centuries-old healing wisdom and reduce reliance on synthetic drugs. Now, you have the knowledge to start building your own kit tailored to your needs. Summary of benefits. Let's briefly recap the main benefits of having an herbal first aid kit. Natural healing. Use natural remedies to treat minor injuries and ailments. Fewer side effects. Herbs often work gently with your body, reducing the risk of side effects. Self-sufficiency. Make your own remedies and reduce dependence on off-the-shelf products. Eco-friendly. Reduce waste and support sustainability with natural, biodegradable options. Customizable. Tailor the kit's contents to meet your specific health needs. Start building your kit. So, what are you waiting for? Gather your supplies, learn about the herbs that best suit your needs, and create your herbal first aid kit. You don't need to be an expert to begin, just take it one step at a time. As you become more experienced, you'll find this alternative approach to healthcare both empowering and rewarding. Remember, nature offers a solution for almost every ailment. Equip yourself with an herbal first aid kit and be ready for whatever life throws your way. Happy crafting!